Hi everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy scoping out. It's a beautiful morning here in Colorado and I'm so glad that you're here. Today we're talking about control, creating the life you crave simply. I'll give you a little warning, it's not easy, but it is simple. So at least we get the simple part. But first I want to introduce myself. My name is Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R. You can learn more about me at TriffanyHammond.com. And if you're watching this on the recording, you're probably watching some little pop-up here that gives you a link to go check out my website. Strongly encourage that you do. I am a certified professional life coach. I help strong, powerful women with all the trappings of success add in the happiness and peace of mind part so that we can have the whole package. And the reason I do these particular scopes Wednesdays at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time is because I actually like to use the tools that I teach and I like to demonstrate that through the examples in my own life. Sometimes it's really powerful if you can sort of see what that looks like in somebody else's life when it's not so close to home and personal. So that's what we're doing here today. We are talking about control, as I said. This is a follow-up to last week's. I made a comment in last week's scope that didn't seem to be, I guess it needed some more clarification. I was talking about, and if you're watching this on the recording, I'll put a link up here to the previous video, but I was talking about how all of these disconnects that had been going on in my life felt different than knowing where my work was, because I wasn't triggered, because I wasn't finding myself angry or frustrated. And apparently that got some question marks going in people's heads. So I wanted to follow up and clarify on that, because I think it's super, super important to know the difference between life just being life and life showing you where you have room for improvement. So let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about how to gain that control piece, because we cannot have control in our lives if we don't understand where we're supposed to even control anything in the first place. We have been raised, and as Westerners in our culture, to understand that the or to believe that our life can be controlled, right? That if we just work hard, if we just dedicate ourselves, we can force a particular outcome. We can make people respect us. We can build strong businesses. We can do all of these things that rely on everything external to us working perfectly. Now, obviously people do that. So in some ways that's very, very true. Also, in some ways that's a little misleading, because nobody builds anything outside of themselves without first having a really strong sense of control of what's going on inside of themselves, at least not for very long, and at least not in a way that is sustainable to them personally. So you've seen these huge successes, right? And then you've seen the huge burnout. And that burnout comes from this manhandling of their life, this external just making things happen and who cares what other people need, and this sort of like my way or the highway kind of attitude, where they're constantly expending massive amounts of energy to try to make something outside of themselves happen. Can happen in the short term. Like I said, it's not sustainable. Ultimately, those people do end up burning themselves out, burning their teams out, losing that loyalty in their lives, right? So if we want control in our lives, what we want to be able to do is find a way to create the things we want in life. Yes, we want to be a good participant in our communities. We want to build valuable businesses. We want to be helpful to one another. That's always very, very true. We still want to contribute to our outer life, but that's very, very different than trying to make our outer life look a certain way. And the amazing thing that happens is when you create your outer world with first coming to this inner world, it's sustainable. You have teams that support you. It is something that fuels you as you fuel it. It comes with a completely different energy. It's the kind of work that goes on way past your physical time here on Earth, simply because people line up with the message. Look at something like Mahatma Gandhi, right? His work, his ideas, his devotion to love and compassion has carried on way past his particular lifespan, because it came from this place that fueled itself as it fueled. Yeah? Does that make sense? If you have questions, like I said, send in comments. I'll watch them. I'm looking to see if anything pops up there. So let me know. So what we're talking about here then, and the questions that arose after last week's scope was, how do you know where your work is then? I briefly touched on it when I think I used the word anger because it didn't make me angry or frustrated. But we have a lot of emotions people identify as negative emotions. Frustration, impatience, betrayal, anger. I don't really look at them as a negative. I actually look at them as useful because each one of those things shows us where our work is. They are painful. They don't feel good. We don't like them, which is why we try to avoid them or control them or make sure they don't happen. But they are useful to us. They are important to us. So even though they're uncomfortable, they're still positive. They're still good for us. So for example, if you feel flustered, that's an opportunity to practice control. You feel impatient, that's an opportunity to practice patience, right? You feel betrayed, that's an opportunity to practice trust or self-advocacy. This gets really, really tricky when we talk about things like, okay, so self-advocacy, that actually sounds like it involves somebody else. So the first point is to recognize where you have control. If I'm feeling betrayed, I can't make somebody show up differently for me, right? I can't make them treat me any differently. I can't, good, I'm glad this is coming home for you. I can't make them do something different. I can't. First of all, it might be my misinterpretation. It might be a miscommunication. It might be a lot of other things. But even if they did specifically set out to betray me, I can't make them do it any differently. I just can't. And any energy I put into trying to make that happen is only going to wear me out because that person has moved on. They no longer have me on their radar. They have got the stuff they wanted out of me and sallied forth, right? So anything I try to do to manhandle that situation is just going to hurt me. So how do I get control? First, I identify the not negative, the painful emotion. I feel betrayed, okay? If I dial down, why do I feel betrayed? Where does that come from? If I dial down and I find that really I'm feeling like I didn't stick up for myself. I should have seen the signs that, you know, all the stories that we tell ourselves when we come through a painful time like that. If it comes down to self-advocacy, I should have stuck up for myself. I should have said something when I thought it. I should have, you know, whatever those things are. Now you have found the place you have control over. And it's not making them show up. It's not making them do it differently, right? It's having the ability to advocate for yourself, right? If what you really wanted them was to treat you fairly, what you really need is to treat yourself fairly. Does that make sense? You see how these emotions can help point you in the direction of where you have work to do? And if you need to treat yourself fairly, then maybe you need to speak up. The problem is people go, yeah, I'm going to speak up. I'm going to go say something and I'm going to make, they're going to pay. They're going to see me for what, they're never going to treat me that way. You have no control over how they're going to treat you. None whatsoever. You cannot make them treat you with respect, but you can treat yourself with respect. You hear me say it all the time, stay in your lane. Staying in your lane doesn't mean you don't self-advocate. It doesn't mean you don't stick up for yourself. It doesn't mean you ignore it and hope it goes away. You still say what you need to say. That is an exercise in self-respect. That is an exercise in self-advocacy. That's an exercise in the thing you crave. Remember, we're creating the life you crave, right? That is your exercise. Whether or not they do what they need to do to make you feel good, that's out of your control. That is irrelevant. You need to do what you need to do. So in the case of self-advocacy, go ahead and ask. First, right, seek first to understand. If this is still an open relationship, if this is still an opportunity for you to do something about it, go in and ask him. This felt this way to me. Did you intentionally set out to take advantage of this? Go ahead and ask. All you're trying to do is get all the information. Like I said, maybe it's a miscommunication. If it is a miscommunication, ta-da, you actually weren't betrayed. And the way you found out you weren't betrayed was sticking up for yourself and getting a little more information. You were self-advocating. How about that? And if you get all that shiftiness and the well, and they get all defensive and they're telling you where you screwed up and da-da-da-da-da, then you suddenly know, yeah, maybe it wasn't on a conscious level, but they sure knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing when they betrayed me. Okay. Now, they're not going to show up for you differently. But now you know. And now you can choose a different person on your team, or a person in your friendship circle, or a person. Now you get a different choice. It's harder, obviously, if it's family, right? But you sure get to show up differently. And not out of resentment, not out of like, I'll show them and I'm going to cut off my love and I'm going to, but really just being like, okay, well, I get it now. I get it now. In this way, it is not healthy for me to put myself at risk like this. It's not a jaded place. It's an informed place. Now, if it feels jaded, you have different work to do, right? If it feels like it comes with a painful story, remember those negative, I hate using those words, but people kind of get that. If it's that painful emotion, now you're being shown more work, and that's okay. Dial down to the center of it, find out where your work is, and act from that place. Now you have not only identified control, you have gained control over yourself. And you, hello, Mystic! She sure likes to show up in these lately. Funny kitty. You have identified control, you have gained control, and now you are practicing the thing you crave. You're practicing trust, you're practicing patience, you're practicing control, you're practicing self-advocacy, you're practicing self-care in a really meaningful way. This is so much more meaningful than manicure or pedicure, and believe me, I love my mani-pedis, but this is really deep self-care. This is the thing that refuels your battery, your energy, your fuel source, so that you can fuel your outward efforts. Does that make sense? I haven't seen any questions. Thank you for the hearts. I'm glad this is at least feeling good to you. Obviously, I'm getting comments and discussions that are happening outside the public realm. Totally open to those. Let me know. But also, it's very easy to get that conversation going. Here, if you are having a concern or a question about any of this stuff, you need follow-up, you go out and you try to practice this and you hit a bump in the road or a whole slew of painful emotions comes up and you're like, I can't do all this work at once. How do I prioritize? Bring those to the comments. Bring those to the blog. Bring those to me so that I can help do this with you. I've got one more thing for you before I go, but I want to also give you the calendar of events. Today at 11 a.m. Mountain Time is group coaching for the lovely membership. If you're not a member, you want to be a member. When these painful emotions come up and you're trying to figure out where your work is and how to deal with it, that's what this group coaching is for. That's what you come to this coaching for. You become a member so you can get that objective third party helper partner in your life to help you through this. It's not advice, it's actual tools for you to dial into your own truth. So make sure you are signed up as a member today. Come to group coaching at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. If you can't catch it, I record them, you'll get the recording. This Saturday is the Denver Divorce Workshop in Cherry Creek. I'll be teaching there. You can check out the calendar that they run at denverdivorceworkshop.com. If you're watching the recording, you're seeing this stuff pop up here. If you're not in Denver and you need resources, lawyers, financial advisors, counselors to help you get through divorce as healthy as possible, you can still go to Denver Divorce Workshop. You're going to find these are all over the country. Make sure you're getting the help you need if you're going through that. Also, if you're going through a divorce, you want to be part of Conscious Transitions. Next Wednesday, the 18th, is Conscious Transitions office hours at 11 a.m. And it is the way to create the best foundation for growth and success after such a heavy trial like divorce. Conscious Transitions, a home course in grief and growth. Go check it out on my website. And then on the 18th is the Inside Scope. Or actually, let's see, that's the 19th, isn't it? The Thursday. Third Thursday of every month. That's where I answer your questions. So I'm making sure you send those in. And you can do that at TiffanyHammond.com/the Inside Scope. So before we go, we talked about identifying where you have control, where you have work to do, gaining control by actually doing that work. So what happens when that third piece, when things don't change? First of all, I'm going to tell you, things just magically do. I don't know why. I can't totally explain it. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the way we're all connected energetically. Doesn't matter to me. It works. I don't have to know the logistics to know that it works. You will be surprised at how people will begin to change and shift for you just because you're asking direct questions. You're seeking to understand. And You're treating yourself differently. That's showing them how to treat you. That stuff does change. But what happens when you still get that person that goes, screw you? When that happens, that is the perfect time to find out where the stories are inside of you that keep linking you to that type of person. So I want you to play what I call the toddler game, which is why that? Why? When you have that situation pop up and you're like, not only this person, but that person, and this just keeps coming up, asking yourself why you got involved with them, what they had to offer you, what you thought you could offer them. Ask that again and again, and you're going to get deeper and deeper into the layers until you get to this piece that makes you go, oh, that's it. I keep doing that because I think it's my job to save them, or I keep doing that because I think that I'm going to be the one they listen to that's going to help them be nice to people, or whatever the answer is. You're going to feel the truth of it. And then you're going to know exactly where your work is. You're going to get right to the core, right to the heart of it. And what's going to be amazing is when you get to that place and you start to self-advocate from there, exercise patience from there, not with others, with yourself, right? Grace, forgiveness, all those things with yourself. You become what the internet calls unfuckwithable, right? When you love yourself so much that other people just, they can't hurt you. They can't hurt your feelings. They can't get in your way. Nothing stops you because you no longer have a story attached to them and the way that they treat you. Super, super powerful. So go out in the world, try this. I know for me personally, it's an ongoing part of my personal practice. Every single day when I feel a painful emotion, I'm like, okay, well, what is there to practice here? And then I go for it. And every time I do that, every single time I do that, I keep my power and my control with me, so that I get to choose where it goes. It doesn't get thrown out there in anger and frustration into some chaotic world that doesn't know what to do with that energy. It doesn't care that I'm investing it in the first place, right? So make sure that you're doing this. I'm continuing to do it. Let me know how it goes. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you can't catch these live, I always post them there. Come back here 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesdays, and make sure you send in a question for the Inside Scope every third Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. See you next time. Create a great week. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.